Hiya, it's another Desert Island Goals, and I'm Josh Sexton. Delighted to say today that I'm joined by Ben Sharples from Mike Lowry. So we're obviously going to get first into Ben's goals, but I do just want to have a chat, a bit of a chat first, Ben, because obviously I've been a big fan of Mike Lowry for a number of years now. I think the way I got introduced to you lot is dead funny actually, because I had a mate who was a big fan of Justin Bieber, which is not something you should admit when you're like a 20-year-old lad, maybe. But he went to see him on the Purpose Tour, I think it was. Which is obviously the one where Mike Lowry was supporting, and he said, I've heard these lads doing this remix of that Phil Collins song, and he played it at a house party, if you remember what house parties are. and I was like, I'm into this, yeah. And I was like, where are these from? Like, what's going on? He's like, they're from Liverpool. And I was like, oh, sad, like this is good. But so I know like a lot of time sort of passed since those days in particular. Obviously, your latest release, Tell Me Now. I know it's from your Instagram, you said you'd sort of done that fully independent. So talk us through sort of that whole process with the new single then.
Yeah, it's been a crazy, well, last year was a crazy year for us, obviously crazy year for everyone. But like right before we went into lockdown and the start of March, we had a lot of big changes going on within our team. We kind of like stepped away from our management company, who they've been looking after us since we were like kids, since we started out. And we just felt we needed to just like take things into our own hands a little bit and become a little bit more independent. Because when we started things off, like we was just kids, really. We didn't have a clue what we were doing. And they just did a great job at like kind of guiding us through and getting us to the stage where we were at. But then, now we're at the stage where we're men now, and we've grown up, we've got experience within the industry, we know what to do, we know what we want to do. And so we just felt like it was time to just kind of take the reins and take control ourselves a little bit. So that happened at the start of the year. We also lost a member as well. So it was just a completely fresh start. And so this year, well, last year's just been spent really just making a lot of new music, just between the four of us. And as I say, yeah, this single's like the first thing we've put out completely independently, no label, no management company, just handling everything ourselves. Oh, it's been fun. It's been a lot of stress as well. I think, I didn't appreciate like how much goes into that side of it. I think, when you're being the artist, you're just used to, writing music and, just saying to your management, cool, I'm ready to put this out now. And it goes out there, but there's so much, that you've got to get sorted yourself. So it's been a big learning curve, but one that we've really enjoyed, definitely.